So we started Siman Tav Tes yesterday, and we saw the Shulchan Aruch, and then we plowed into the level of the Ramah. We have the Shabbos to do still. So let's pick up from the first Mishabura. So there's a concept called Rubit Chumen, Halach Mutter. Says the Mishabura, I know Av She'en La'odam L'Halach Mishavas Mimokim Mishvisos Arakal Paim. The person has 2,000 amos from beyond the place where he was Shavas. You can go 4,000 in one direction. You place the food, the amount of food you need for two meals. 2,000 amas, or just before the end of the 2,000 amas, from where you are, benish moshes. We consider that place where his food is. We have this idea before, and we could say this also, that a person is defined, daita of the person is where his pita is, where his bread is. So he defines himself where his bread is. That becomes his place where he was shoves. And therefore he can now go from where he is to there, to 2,000 amas, and then beyond that, another 2,000 amas, because that's his epicenter of his tchum. He can go 2,000 amas in all directions from that place. Now, so the Mechaber really said that. What is Ramah adding? The answer is Meshum Dema Mechaber Kosev Loshen Diavad. The language of the Shulchan Aruch says, if you did it, it works. So Hosev Ramah. Not only that, if you did it, it works. After the chilam, what's the law? You're allowed to do it. Now, the commandment is in the top test vav. The spars the chilam dafka the dvar mitzvah. This halacha making rubit chum and the chilam must be done for the dvar mitzvah. Different than a rubik and teres and a shtupim of uvas, which do not need any type of dvar mitzvah elements. As Chazal said, moving around your area, your tchum, potentially has problems. It can cause problems in other direction, etc. So we only allowed it the chachila for the bar mitzvah. But if you have any afim of the bar mitzvahs, it will be erev. But if you did do it something else, it works. Okay. So what happens? A person will leave the city before Shabbos. She also pays, and he puts down the food for two meals within. Somewhere within the 2,000 amas in one direction. You don't need to do it yourself. You can send the shliach. The Shulchan Aruch case was you went yourself, but it's not specifically. It's even if somebody else did it for you. A distance from the city, but we're still within the tchum. So now this is the question which we raised yesterday. From the end of the city to this, where this meal is, where this food is being placed, is less than 2,000 amas. But your house is not necessarily the last house in the city. Your house might be further inside the city. So the distance from your house to the Erev is more than 2,000 amas. So this opinion holds, it's okay. As long as it's within the Tumah Ir, so that's okay. La'apukeh, this is to exclude. If he put it further than 2,000 amas from the city, it's not a good, valid Tumah Ir. He's in the city. He's allowed to go to the end of the Tumah and not beyond. See, he has no way to get to that Ir. If he can't get it, it's not a valid Ir. Now, the Sharat Siyun in Sukkot and Beis sends you to the Bir Halacha. He says, we said that even though it's from your house to this food is more than 2,000 amas. Now, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is not clear like that. He's even talking about the distance from your house to your house to the food is 2,000 amas. Not like what the Mishabur is saying right there. So the Bir Halacha, it's a long Bir Halacha, but just to the first little part of it. Racham Meir B'Tzechet Chum. I wish to Masha Ksavnu, Vavta Shemi Beso, who are Semel Payim, Kosha Mosel, Payim, Ear Yokol, Honiak, Eruba, Litisham Shvi Sose, King Kosom, Magan Roma, Tosha Shabbos, Shokanat Shit. So all these opinions, all of that's okay. And this is the Loika Ola Shabbos, not like the Ola Shabbos, Shokosom, the Ola Shabbos writes, Behefechzeb. The El Shabbos says it depends 2,000 amos from the person's home. If from where you live to the end of the city is more than 2,000 amos, there's no way for you to make an Eruvit Chum. Now, it doesn't mean you can't be kind of Shvisa. You can go out there beginning of Ben Shavuos and stay there. That's fine. But what the plan, which the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, is going out there, putting the food, going back to your house, going to sleep. So, okay, now that's great, but there's more than 2,000 amas from your house to this food. How do you get there? Well, I'm inside the city, and there's a tomb. Yeah, but you said that your real makom is there. So you have to measure from there 2,000 amas. You're beyond your tomb. So you can't move. So within the city, you're allowed to move because if there's a walls around it, because you're in a walled area, you don't get it's like the Aladamas. But you can't go from there back to the food.
I have a question. I should have asked before. So lechatchila, you shouldn't do this except for Dvar Mitzvah. Suppose there's going to be a Dvar Mitzvah which is 1,000 almost from the tchum. Can you still go 2,000?
Yes, once you set it up, you set it up. You can just, you know, either you can set it up lechatchila only 1,000 amos, or you can set out the end of 2,000 amos and go beyond it. But the idea of redefining yourself based on just putting some food there is only remanded for the remnants.
Well, is there a day or that you could be mikaveh at the outset just have 1,000 amos tchum, not 2,000?
That's a more. So that's what the other Shabbos says. But the Magen Aram and the Sefer Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch Shittim all say that that's not true. V'chir says Magen Aram b'raya. The Magen Aram brings a proof to this. We said if you put it past the tchum, it's no good. Because of Rama, why is that? The Rama says that you put it past the tomb of the city, it's not good because you can't get the Benish Moshes. I mean, there's a more basic problem, you can't get the Benish Moshes. You're outside of the tomb of that place. Right? So what you really see from that Ramam is that we're going to give you, it's a legal fiction, but we don't ignore the other reality. I'm saying that my Mokim is here, so I only have 2,000 amas this way, so I don't care that I'm in the city, but it's beyond my tomb. The Ramam doesn't say that. Ram says, well, because you're here, Banish Moshes, and you can't get to there because it's too far, it's past the tchum. It means we're still giving you the din of the city. And we're saying from there, you can travel 2,000 amas, but since he put it beyond 2,000 amas, it's a problem. Within 2,000 amas, it's okay. You see that you work from the end of the city to there. In Kain Kanshu, Yachel, 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 Banish Moshes, Habe Ruba Eruv. We're forced to say the we don't look at where his house is, we look at where the end of the city is. Okay, then he gets involved in the rise back and forth. So, now this is Machlokes Rishonim, really. It's not, you know, he brings over here that it's a Machlokes Achronim had a Paskin, and bring rise into the Rishonim, but it is Machlokes Rishonim about how we consider that or not. Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah have gotten Gimel. Yochem Yir Basechet Tchum, you put it beyond the city, but still within the Tchum. No, he didn't say that. Dalet, Mekavosh Yisrael Sesham, and by putting the food there, we define that that's called his place. Hanashenichoy, the Shem Kinias Shisa, you put it there with intent, and it should be defining that's your place. Now, if a person, whatever reason, stored some food there with no intent to be his makom, that's not going to help. And this works. I'll be shachos of the year, and he went back to the city. So the case was, he went out there before Shabbos, put the food there, went back home to his house. Because if you stay there to Benish Moshes, even Nisachar Shem Ad Ben Ara Benish Moshes, Ein Tzorach Lehaniach Shem Mosen Klal, Kima Vur B'Tav Tes, Sif Sain. If you're there, Benish Moshes, you don't need the food. That's your Mokim, you're there. So the case here is specifically a case where you put food and nothing else, and then you came back. Zah Nikra Eru V'Tchum and Vav, Nikra Kein L'Fishu, Ma'arav Tchum Shaloha Yochol Lelech Boi, Tchila Ima Tchum Shal Yochol Lelech Boi. So the language of Eruv is you're combining into your tchum, which you had around till now, a further distance. Okay. Lefikach, what's the learner? The Iker Shvi says, "Anasa yedei zeb b'mokam erev." The Iker Shvi says, "In the place where the erev is." Now he goes, wants to go back to the city, and Rishel halach rak ad mokam shekolam midas alpaim mimokam ha'erev. This is his mokum. He's allowed to go back towards the city, and he stops at 2,000 amos. Filim adayin lo yotzim ibeisoy shalon shom. Now, but the reality was, what happened? Ereshaz, he put it out there. Went back to his house, and we're telling you that his house can be beyond the 2,000 amos. That's okay. But since the mice, we're giving him the status of his shvisa is there. So this takes effect immediately. He can't go from his house the other direction at all. He's allowed to walk back to the Erev, and then that's it. He never went out to the Erev on Shabbos. He's still in his house. If according to this calculation, there's 2,000 to from the where he put the Erev to Human back to his house. Okay, so he can't walk out the other direction, not towards his tomb at all in that scenario. Even if you change your mind, it's too late. Once you put it out at the beginning of Shabbos, it's effective. Now, if a person puts it out there with a tent, that should be for a continuous item to be there for a few weeks. So he can't change his mind on Shabbos A. Once it's effective for Shabbos A, it remains effective for the rest of Shabbos. He can change his mind before the next Shabbos and say, you know, I don't want it. That's fine. So the Shulchan Aruch gave a case where if he put it 1,000 amos away from the city, so he gains, he can now go 3,000 amos, he can now go a total of 3,000 amos from the city, 1,000 to where the tchum is, the eruv tchumen is, then 2,000 more further. It's only needed, but now he can go back towards the city 1,000, and then another 1,000 in the city. So he's allowed to go to the end of that 1,000. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is ches mim kol samida b'emso here. When he walked back 1,000 this way into the city, now he's still in the middle of the city. 1,000 amos are up. 2,000 amos from the Ruvah Tumen are up, 1,000 of them being in the city. So he has to stop. Ein lo lahalak rak ad sof midosay, even in the middle of the city. So he goes in, he has to stop after 1,000 amos. If, however, he said it kula, if the whole city is less than 1,000 amos wide, so he can come back from where his tum is, go 1,000 amos to the city, walk through the city in 1,000 amos and be on the other side of the city. So he's beyond. So then we say, since the whole city was contained inside of his tchum, we deal with the whole city, since it's only 4 amos long, wide, and he gets another 996 amos on the other side of the city. Pachas. Now, Mishabur says, "Lav dafka pachas calls me the soel of b'sefer ir b'shavah." It doesn't have to be only that the city is shorter than the tchum, even if it's exactly equal to the tchum, it'd be the same thing. In that case, we call the city 4 amos wide, and he gets 996. In this case, where there's 1,000 available, he gets 996 on the other side. That's the first opinion. Now, and he's medayikin from the Lashon of the Gemara and the Poskim, etc. However, the Dei Shulchan Aruch has been yukahu. It was written very, very precisely, and it has to be small. Why is that? Because this calculation, you're not talking about the expert's act of defining the tomb of the city, which was done by experts. We're talking about this person is, you know, doing his own personal thing. He's calculating his own 2,000 amos. Right? We have Shal Tzam saying, but it's impossible to get it exactly correct. Okay, the Kamir of a Pashim, Shiokola, me the Chutz the Irdav. Because if you tell me that the 1,000 amos that you have left extend beyond the city, we'll say, you know what, probably it's okay. But if it's exactly at the end of the city, maybe you're off a little bit, and really it's a little less than the end of the city. So I'm not going to give you that kula. But the Maisa, in time of necessity, you can be made. Yod. We put his eruv v'richa kalpai ma'ama mi beso shabir. Now, so we're back to this problem. Why is he discussing beso? He really should say if he left, he made the eruv within 2,000 amas from the end, from the tomb, from the edge of the city. Mm-hmm. Why is toma beso? Hold and look at mi beso. Will it cost him brachik meir alpayim, which is what we would expect him to write? The shurochik mi beso yesem alpayim. So I told you before that's okay. Go from you. So if this is the city, and here's we put here's the end of the tomb. He put his heir right there, but his house is over here. So I said I have no problem telling you. I was makol. You're allowed to walk all the way to the edge of the city, then walk 2,000 amas out there. Okay, but now that you're out there, what happens now? Can you go back to your house? No. Because in other words, that could be said. We're going to give you. You're really your main shvisa is here. Outside of the city. But we're going to say, Maisa, you're in the city, and that's where you're alone, so we'll give you some status of in the city that allow you can go to the edge of the city and go out there. Okay. But once you're there, that's your makom. And yet you have 2,000 amas, so you ain't going home again. So you're going to go home again. After makom eruv hu rishon leilech mibesoi, kil eves to cotton gimel, avalachzim misham achar shetech shach, melonon mibesoi is also. But to go back, you can't. If you're out there and you want to come back into the city, you stop at one of the houses at the edge of the city. You have to go to one of the houses which are within the 2,000 amma range from where that area is. Okay. Came along the Ramah, and the Ramah said, so the Mechaber Shita is that he's coming back from there, he ends up coming to the city, so wherever his 2,000 amas end, in the middle of the city, he stops short, middle of wherever, doesn't make a difference. Came along the Ramah said, some people say, even if the Mida ends in the middle of the city, we allow you to walk through all the way to the other edge of the city, but not beyond. So what's his opinion hold? The Shulchan Aruch sounds right. So what's the opinion says that you can walk back, your Mokav Shisa is here, you walk 2,000 amas, you're in the middle of the city, just keep going. You're beyond 2,000 amas. How does that make sense? The Avshini Echerubay Rochik Malpayim Yibesa should be here. The Erev is already 2,000 amas away. Hol Balona Besuch here sits the Maisa. You spent that night in the city. Hashem was called here Karba Amas Le'inyan. Well, consider the city that as your muck of your Dalai Lamas, in regards to this point, you're allowed to walk throughout the rest of the city. So according to this opinion, if he goes out there, he can come back to his house. But in regards to where you define your tchum, he has no tchum on the other edge of the city. Because the mice had ended in the middle of the city. So he can't go beyond the city another end at all, because his 2,000 amas ended here. I'm allowing you to walk to the end of the city, because it's all like Dalai Lamas, but you can't walk beyond it at all. That's all talking about because you spent that night in the city. So you said, but in fact, since beginning of Shabbos, you were in the city, we'll give the city a status of Dalai Lamas. But even the Ramah agrees if he spent the night out where his food is. So we get a Shabbos, he was out there. He didn't spend the, he didn't, wasn't in the in the city at the beginning of Shabbos. We call him in a Salpaim, Shalab Amsa here, and he walks by 2,000 Amas, and then he ends up somewhere in the middle of the city. Shalom Be'ir Zub, Ikiyamidos Bechatzi Ir Acheris, or alternatively, his tchum, his area with tchum allows him to enter into the next city, but not all the way through. Even the Ramah agrees in that situation, you can't go beyond where the tchum ends. The fact that you're in a different city doesn't help. But one kula we're going to give you, if the case was that the city was enclosed, and it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the guy with the Malacha who saw, we don't have a problem with it, so because it's all enclosed. You're allowed to throw behind your tchum. Not your items, because your items have your tchum, but if somebody else's items, you'll be allowed to. So you can't walk them, because you can't walk. If the air was enclosed, so Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're allowed to throw it to somewhere. Before the Elvin Simon Tav Gimel, Ayin Shem. The Ramah said, Yesh L'Hokil, Chen Kosu, Abach, Vashari Akhredim, the other Akhredim agree with the Ramah that we're making. Now the Shartzian and Yud Aleph. So the language of the Mishaburim explaining this sheet of the Ramah, said since you spent the night in the city in your house. So I said really the main thing should be told in Benesh Moshe. It's not really the night. So why do you use the language of spending the night? Shartzian. So he was Benesh Moshe in his house. So at the moment, at the beginning of Shabbos, he defined himself as being in the city. Then, instead of spending the night in his house, he walked out in the dark. He walked out to where his eruv tchumen is. And he spent the night out there. Maybe he can't go back to where his house is. It's beyond 2,000 hours. After Baal Mokhaim alone, the cult holy bizman benesh moshes. In general, the defining element is benesh moshes. So that's regards to the lach of the moment when the Erev takes effect. So his Kenias Erev was where his food is. We create a heter, according to this opinion of the Ramah, since you spent the night in your house, that becomes also your makam a little bit. For that, you have to actually spend the night there. Just being the forbidden shmoshes is not enough. I think it says being rias to that, etc. So he used the language of law and spending the night very specifically over here because we need to create like a dual status of citizenship, of residence. A dual status of residence. We're giving him a set of residence where his food is. We're also giving him some status of residence where he spent the night, which is in his house in the city. We didn't spend the night, so he didn't spend the night. Okay. Now we're holding in the room. We have to pick up in the room wall. Second line in the room wall. In closer, midosu b'sefer yir. So he said a cooler, right? He said if he put the Erev not all the way 2,000 amas away from the city, 1,000 amas, the city was very narrow. And we're saying that the measure of the 1,000 amas which you still have available will allow you, would end you up on the other side of the city. So we said the city now is like 4 amas. Do you count, do you calculate the Eber? We had the deal that after the city you have another 70 amas is before the tchum starts being measured, because that's part of the city, the Eber. So what do you do with the Eber? So what would be a situation where he has 1,000 amas available, he made the Rubit tchum 1,000 amas away from to the east. So he's 1,000 amas back to the edge of the city. Then he has 1,000 amas in the city. Well, the city is 950 amas. So if you ignore the Ebor, the city is absorbed in the tomb. It's like 4 amas. It gets another 996 beyond the city. If you look at the city with the Ebor, like it's beyond 1,000 amas. So he's going to walk 1,000 amas and still not be finished with the city. So then he only gets 1,000 amos and doesn't get the whole city like 4 amos. So how do you look at Eber? Because he doesn't say for here, Avogav the dying Eber of the here, there's still an Eber beyond. We call the city like 4 amos because his measure of 1,000 amos is available went to the edge of and beyond the city. Dominan Eber Alir Kiir. This halacha we say that the extension of the city is like the city. We don't say lahach. We only say lahach. So you say akula before you start calculating your 2,000 amos at the edge of your city. You add the 7 the amos and then you count. But we say there's a chumra over here. Well, my tchuma goes all the way through the city on the other edge. No, it doesn't. There's an Eber still. See, you blew it. That's the chumra now that the Eber's doing. The Eber is not part of the city. We ignore the Eber. Your tomb went beyond the city. The city is like 4 amos, and now you have another 996 amos in another direction. Okay, now, the Rambam said like this. So whenever we discuss the dip 2,000 amos, remember we have the dip, we have a square. We always make a square. So if this is the house where he put it down on a house out in the middle of nowhere. So he's cutting a shvitz on that house. The house is 10 amos wide, right? 10 amos, make it a house of squares. 10 amos by 10 amos. So the whole house, that's like a stalad amos. So you measure 2,000 amos north from here, 2,000 amos east, south, and then you draw a square. So how large is the square going to be? There's going to be 2,000 by 2,000 over here, 2,000 by 2,000 over here, 10 amos this way, 10 amos here, 10 amos here, 2,000 this way. So you'd measure from here to here, it would be 4,010 amos. Right? You go all the way out here to the edge of your tomb, right? So it's 2,000. if you don't have a house, you're sitting in the middle of nowhere, so you get dalet amos. So you'd have 2,000, 4 amos, 2,000. You can travel 2,000 amos in all directions. Also, the ledach litzaf and ledorim rak neged mreichav hamakom shekana b'shvisim. When you calculate, let's say north and south, you do it straight equivalent amount the size of that area of shvisim. We made a rak arba amos. There was no house there or enclosure there, so it's just the middle of a field. So it's dalet amos. So you go 2,000 amos north, equivalent of that 4 amos, and then you get your corner. But you don't get 2,000 amos. We don't like, so, oh, first we expand 2,000 amos, then you give your corner. Because you have tum, go any right. We don't do that. So we had this a day before also. So he only has the rechav of Arba Amos. So we can welcome him kosa hamida sefer year. We could look Arba Mosav. We do let it call rochba b'yesh apayim chutz the year suffer on the dorim. Avish ein loy rechav kolkach negem makom shekana be'erev. So here's interesting. So he made his Erev here. He has 4 amos. So we said before, if he's going towards the city, he gets to the city. The city is only 500 amos wide. So that's all part of it inside of his tomb. That counts like dalet amos. And then he goes beyond. But now what happens is he started out here, went to the city. He's allowed to walk anywhere in the city. And he has beyond. The beyond is measured like this for the whole city's worth. So he just expanded the place that he's measuring his beyond with. You don't say, well, you know, listen, he has a right to walk 4 amos wide all the way through the city. You keep going 4 amos wide all the way beyond. It says once you're counting the city like dalet amos, that only, not only works this way, it also works this way. So if this is dalet amos, I mean, it happens to be it's 600 amos wide, okay, but it's dalet amos. So you have 2,000, or you have your another 900, or you know, whatever amount you have left. Beyond that, the whole width of the city, that's it. Does that make sense? I should have brought my pictures. Okay. Yes, Mr. Baruch. Yud Gimel, Lahachmer. You know, maybe we will.
hold it here.